At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium and Gale. It's your favorite Uncle Silk.
It's Dan.
And Delatory.
And all kinds of weather. Got a little sprinkling going down here in South Florida. A little sprinkle going on, a little storm going on in my Gator fan life.
Sprinkle? Sprinkle. Just nice a sun shower?
Yeah, just nice a little, sun shower.
Just a sun shower. Sure.
Nice little, you know, tornado coming through town a little bit here, a little bit. How's it going, fellas? How was your weekend before we get into the turmoil?
Oh, it was good, man. Had a pretty relaxing Friday night. Saturday, we were out and about. It was just a little too hot. We thought we'd had a great day planned being outside. Lasted about an hour. Got up to about 90 degrees here in Tampa on Saturday. But anyway, I had tickets and I was taking a client to the hockey game Saturday night. So I was like, you know what? The times are staggered a little bit. I'll be able to watch part of the Gator game on my phone, and then we're going to go out to the bar after. And then Lightning got destroyed. I mean, they lost 4-0, but I mean, it might as well have been like 30-0. And then come over to the Edition Hotel, got our little phone propped up, and it just you know, more of the same. But I'm mature. I'm old. I don't let these things bother me. Woke up Sunday morning feeling great. So
glorious. Glory.
Nick, we're here.
Nick, how was your weekend, man?
Oh, long. We got into Gainesville about 6.5 hours ago. Lost my wallet 2 hours before we were supposed to get onto the plane. But I'm here. Bourbon Street won on Friday night. Had to play Hurt Saturday.
Did you lose your wallet in Louisiana or in Gainesville?
Louisiana.
Wow. Mm.
Louisiana. Somebody, shout out to this guy who found my wallet, found me on Twitter, sent me a DM. I was already back in Florida by the time he sent me a DM.
Wow. Man, what a guy.
Nice guy.
So,
would he realize you cut all your cars off?
No, I'm guessing that the cash that was in the wallet is no longer in there. But listen, if I don't have to go to the DMV, if you can send me that and I don't have to go to the DMV,
that's fine. I mean, that's the biggest thing, right? Like, here's the cash
that was in the wallet.
Send me my driver's license back. You know what I mean?
That's me right
the
now.
The wallet, keep the wallet. And listen, I'll report the Amex stolen in 4 days. Just send me the license back, please.
Here's my issue. I got to get my license. You guys remember I had glasses, so I went and got new glasses. Some sleazeball steal my glasses out of the car. And like somebody went through in the neighborhood and just went through a car rampage. And they took my glasses. I went and got glasses just so I could go renew my license. And then somebody stole my glasses.
Oh, my God. Like,
I got an expired license. Now I got to get new glasses again to go get license, man. So I know that DMV pain. We probably have a good show. Shout out my man Prince Waters, Paul Vance already in the comments. Florida natives hit me with barbecue chicken defense. We about to hang out a little bit. We're going to talk some Florida family talk. My weekend was pretty solid. Went to go see Benji Brown up in Orlando Friday night. Yeah, good vibes, man. Always, if Benji's nearby, he's always sending me an invite to go hang out. Kenny wanting to go check him, so we pulled up. Surrounded by a lot of Seminoles, but outside of that, bro, very good comedy. Watch my Gators. Let me down another Saturday, but like Dan said, I'm a mature grown man. I know how to take L's like a champ in all kinds of weather and whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's just been the vibes. My Jags let me down again on Sunday as well, but here we are. Let's talk about it.
As much as we've matured and grown, I do want to give a shout out, not individual shout outs because they don't deserve it, but the effort and relentless energy that some people have on the Twitter streets to go We're probably about 220, 230 hours deep of kind of the same recycled takes on Billy Napier, on Scott Strickland, on the Standard, on everything. So relentless effort on Twitter. I hope the dopamine hits that you want out of those likes and retweets.
Here's the thing, bro. I think it's beautiful at this point. Like, it's entertaining to me. It's fascinating, I will say, right? Nobody's here to fan police, but I think it's fascinating to watch. And even the GOATs are coming out. Like, Jaquez Green came out and everybody, oh man, he needs to go sit down, man. I'm like starting to get tired of Jaquez Green. Then Brandon Spice came out. I was like, yo, get out of my DMs. Y'all getting weird. Like, y'all are crying and whining my DMs. Get it together in all kinds of weather. He went through the whole cliche of, you know, Gators shenanigans and people just are a little too unhinged, man. It's year two. We got to shake some things up. Billy got to shake the staff up. We're going to talk about it a little bit here, bro. Get it together, man. Get a grip on life, dog. If you're tweeting about Gators, you're 4,000 tweets off about your team in like 8 days. Like, you're unhinged a little bit, bro. It's not that deep.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get into it. As always, let's shout out our presenting sponsor, which is the Gativerse. Go support University of Florida NIL initiatives. We need them in recruiting, football, basketball. We just got Shaquille O'Neal's daughter. Do you guys see that? To commit to the women's basketball program. Shout out to Kelly Ray Finley. She's like the number 33 player in the country. So, Kelly Ray got a 5-star last year, got a 5-star this year, got Shaquille O'Neal's daughter. Maybe some things are turning around for the women's basketball program. But go support them, gymnastics, all sports at the University of Florida. We are trying to support with the Gativerse. So, again, go visit thegativerse.io, and you will go and be able to get physical and digital collectibles and support University of Florida NIL initiative. So, again, gativerse.io. And let's get in to the Florida Gators game against LSU. Gators lose 52-35 in a game where the offense looked pretty good. You know, there's definitely some shout outs I will give. Defense allows a record setting performance for LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, who is now probably the odds on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. But before we get into offense and defense, break it out that way. Give me your overall thoughts on the game, on the program, kind of wherever your head's at right now.
Whew, my head's a lot of places. Just obvious thing in the room. I know people gonna complain about it until it happens, but obviously we got to shift some things with the staff. The game is what it is. I thought Jaden Daniels had to be out for us to win that football game, just point blank, period. Unless your favorite color is just orange and blue, and you know the sky's pink every day. Like, the reality is, like, he's probably the best quarterback in college football this year. Super dynamic. That kid got an open field, and he's running 4.2, 4.3 40s and making our defensive backs get small in the rearview mirror really fast. Their defense was terrible, so our offense was able to get off. I'm not going to get too high on my offense because I know how porous, LSU defense was. Super encouraged still by Trey Wilson. And ETN came out to play good ball. He went back home. Montrell Johnson. Our running backs came to do what they had to do. There's a lot to be desired with discipline-wise. I understand, like, rivalry games get chippy, but we're not the team that can get chippy. You know, like, we're not the team that has that edge. I know we're trying to find ourselves, but 15-yard penalties, there's a lot of situations where our defense got a couple stops, and I thought we had to score on every stop that we got because that team is going to be prolific and go get points. That offense is going to do what it do, and I know we can hit some rough spots. So when the defense did get stops, we didn't get points. They got up by 10. That just wasn't encouraging things, man. Our secondary is coming up to press and just not pressing nobody. Like I don't understand in anywhere in football that you're taught as a defensive back, you put in a man press situation. You got to put your hands on these receivers. They got probably the best wide receiver course in the SEC. Those dudes are flat out ballers. And you're giving them an advantage by coming up, squeezing that space. There's no cushion. And you just mirroring him and trying to run alongside, like, it's not going to work. That's not how defensive back work. The pass rush is lackluster. We don't have defensive tackles with a get off. They close and collapse pockets. They eat up space well, but they don't get out to the passer well. That's a lot to be desired with a linebacker position when Shamar James is out. The defense, we gotta reshuffle some things. All the talent we see is the younger guys. Guys like Derek Wingo. Scooby Williams, they look out of position at linebacker. They're not natural fits there, you know. So there's still a lot to be done in the portal, recruiting. I know we lost some guys in recruiting the last couple of days, and some of that's due to, you know, the results on the field. And some guys are just going to leave because I don't think Auburn's playing lights out, but they end up taking out one of our defense, Jamonte Waller. But that's the nature of the business. We need to go find other players at those positions, but you got to be able to get out to the passer. I'm not down on Austin Armstrong. I understand we have a personnel issue. I don't think it's a scheme issue with him. So I'm not down on him, even though the defense is porous. I'm not feeling like it's a scheme issue, and we could talk a little bit about that. But overall, bro, we got to overhaul the roster straight up. Like, you got to go make bigger moves in the portal this offseason to get an offensive line in here. You can't run any of that back out there, in my opinion. 76 should have seen the bench, man. He's just not playing well enough to get us 15 yards. And that's the most discouraging thing is players that are making mistakes and there's no accountability. You know, they talked to Billy in the sidelines. I thought we got a little chippy, and he was like, oh, I like it. I get what you're saying, but that's not the vibes right now, bro. Like, this team needs to get a grip on discipline, you know, playing football the right way. Before we could get chippy in a game where, like, we talk good shit. Like, our players talk good pregame. They do little-ass stadium. You know, they woofing and doing a little shuffling and fighting before the game. But when between the lines, we getting bullied and pushed around. Same thing in strength conditioning. I know some fans are talking about that. There's a lot to be desired strength-wise, man. It look like we're getting bullied out there in a lot of phases. I could keep going, but I'm just –
Nick, I didn't mind the chippiness. Like, there was just the one unsportsmanlike penalty. But then, like, I saw Montrell Johnson get tackled 12 yards into the sideline, and then half the LSU bench comes over and starts talking a mess, and then, like, the ref just, like, puts his arm around Montrell and, like, drags him out of there. It's like, what about a flag for being tackled?
Yeah, and that's when the Gators were just down 10 points, kind of driving downfield.
But yeah, I think I don't know. I get being mad about losing to LSU. But like, I think I joked that LSU would score 60. They probably could have. Jaden Daniels is gonna do that. I think he should bring Florida's entire defense with him to New York or wherever the Heisman is. I don't know what else there's not much left to say. There's not two games left. The defense is what it is. Like, I like Derek Wingo. I think his body's failing him. He's doing whatever he can with bad knees, ankles, and shoulders. Great glue guy to have in the locker room. But when you lose Shamar James, now you've got to have him playing on the field, and he just doesn't have — his body is not healthy, and to the point, hasn't been healthy since he's been at Florida, to be a big impact player in the SEC. But you're leaning on him because your other guys, Scooby Williams, hasn't played well. Then you have Jaden Robinson. Manny Nunnery's athletic, but I think he's just a guy. There's a lot of Jags on this team. So there's a lot of just guys, just a guy on this team.
Yeah, and it's all my older guys are just Jags, man.
Jags, bruh.
But before the game, they're Tarzan. Like, like, they're all Tarzan. Like, after the whistle, the chippiness is Tarzan. When the whistle get blown, they turn into Jane. Crazy, man.
Yeah, no, obviously.
Real quick, offensively, 5.5 yards a carry for Trevor, 4.4 for Montrell, 3 touchdowns for Trevor. Graham Mertz, fine. Threw for 300 yards.
He breaks the record for our most consecutive passes without an interception as well.
Bro, the responses to that tweet that I sent out, wild. Okay. Some angry people.
Yeah, it's brave. You trying to put something positive out there in these times, Nick. What are you, crazy?
Yeah. That's wild.
Negative Nick got positive. That's insane, dog. They know your game, man.
We're on a whole PR campaign here, Silk. Don't let them know. I look at Florida. They played 15 guys on offense. So they played 6 offensive linemen, 4 receivers. Like, you just don't have dudes yet, bro. You just don't have dudes to compete with LSU. Florida fans got tired of me because we had to do 2 weeks of, like, Georgia talk because of the bye week. mm-hmm. and they were sick and tired of me calling me a Georgia homer. But like, how are you watching these games and think that this roster, that Florida's roster, can compete with LSU and can compete with Georgia? And now, listen, I get it. If you're saying that Billy needs to hit the transfer portal better, sure, I can agree with that. But the roster that we're watching game in and game out isn't going to compete with Georgia, with LSU, with Alabama. Mm-hmm. Probably ain't going to compete with Ole Miss, who just got smoked by Georgia. So you've got to hold on to the recruiting class, which you're not doing right now. And you've got to hit the portal. I think it opens December 4th for 30 days. You got to get offensive line depth because I don't think the class is going to help much, mm-hmm. the 24 class. So you've got to go get some offensive linemen. Florida's going to lose a bunch of guys in the transfer portal. I don't think anyone that, you know, you're going to cry about, but I'm sure it'll affect Twitter and that Billy's lost the program because they need 14 guys to leave just mm-hmm. to make room for the signing class before the transfer portal, you know, coming in.
Yeah, no, and I definitely think that can happen or will happen. I think that we know who some of those are. I'm sure there will be a surprise or two on there. And then also you have to make sure that you continue to recruit these guys, right, that they're bought into the vision and everything else, right, because transferring has never been easier, and some of these guys are going to certainly be tampered with a little bit in the portal. So
with tamper harder, baby.
Tamper, you got to tamper harder. You can start with trying to recruit some Texas A&M guys now. And Mississippi State, maybe. Who else? Boise State. Thank you. We're starting to get the dominoes.
We got Sam Pittman fired. Now, we didn't, but he's fired. I mean, they got blown out by Auburn.
Is that official yet? I saw like one website.
I mean, we were traveling a bunch yesterday, but I couldn't find that he was officially fired.
They said coming soon. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's just a long procession to the funeral, to the church. They're just driving.
Imagine just showing up to work today and you're just like, man, the internet, there's a message board told me I'm getting fired today.
Yeah, call your agent. Hey, did you hear something, bro? Like,
I don't care. These guys get paid so much. I'm dancing. I'm Jimbo on the way to work. On the way to the office Sunday, I'm probably not going to the office Sunday, to be honest with you.
No, I'm going to send some stuff for me.
See you Monday.
Yeah. I like that. Send the assistant. What do you guys think, Jimbo OC?
Brother, I think Jimbo, if I'm Jimbo, I'm gone. You paid me $45 million to coach, and then you're going to pay me $77 to just get the hell out of here?
You go TV.
Like Edo said, what door should I leave?
I'm curious to see what the likes of Jimbo does, right? Because to rise to that rank, right? You've worked hard, and that's all you've done your entire life. You know, can you take a year off? You know, Dan Mullen has obviously enjoyed. He's still doing the SEC Network stuff. But I always wonder, you know, can these guys, even with $75 million, just go and retire somewhere? I mean, I could, but I don't know about some of these guys.
Shout out to Blake in the comments. He said Jimbo told his team on Saturday night, "I'm going to my ranch," and then just left.
See you guys
later. That's a hell of an exit. I don't want Jimbo as OC. You know, I was kidding. It's not. It's a joke.
Yeah. There's a lot of OC.
He had to bring in an OC, and then he got fired. So like, it's just talk.
Hey, he brought in what, Bobby Petrino, right?
Yeah. All right. And I said that one thing I did say when we first got Billy, the moment we bring in the OC is probably the beginning of the end. In these type of situations, when play callers take that step back, like I know fans be wanting it and they think like they can see, oh, he just needs an OC. 9 times out of 10, bro, that shit don't work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right. Well, let's get into the game a little bit. Nick, you mentioned Graham Mertz throws for 311 yards, 66% passing, one touchdown, again, no interceptions, has gone over 203 pass. I'm not sure where he's at right now, probably 208, 209 consecutive completions without a an interception or pass attempts without an interception. So congratulations to him. But one thing that I did notice rewatching the game a little bit yesterday, Graham Mertz sacked 3 times. A couple of those were on him. So still want to see some improvement in getting the ball away. from him, but ultimately a solid performance by Graham Mertz, enough to do, you know, enough to not not cost the team. Let's see here. From a receiving perspective, Ricky Pearsall, 103 yards. Montrell Johnson, 65. Eugene Wilson, 63. Hayden Hansen, 34. Arlis Borningham, 21. Marcus Burke, 20. And Trevor Etienne, 5. Khalil Jackson does not get a reception, although I don't 100% understand it being called an incomplete pass. Looks good enough for me. But I do want to give Hayden Hansen a shout out. I know when the Gators were deep in their own side of the football field, he got open. Gators ran the or threw the ball on first down, got a, you know, 15, 20 yards on that pass. So a good play by him. But overall on offense, you guys have anything that you guys want to touch on? Anybody you want to congratulate?
Yeah, a lot of love to just my young boys, man. I got to see Kevin Collins made some plays here and there. You just can see the sparks in the young dudes, just tired. I know the fans are tired of seeing the same defensive backs get burnt. They're tired of seeing same offensive linemen whiff. That's just the frustrating part about it, bro. Just seeing the same people make the same mistakes, man. Defense, Billy's already burnt his DC card. We're on our second defensive coordinator. And I'm going to keep saying, I don't know if it's Armstrong, but you got to get results. The team has scored points in back-to-back weeks, and we couldn't stop a nosebleed. You know, that Arkansas team struggled the week before us and the week after us, right? Yeah. Like there is really no excuse for that Arkansas team, even with personnel. Just you could kill that at that point. Like, you got to be able to stop that team. That team is porous on offense. They had a first-time play caller. You know, people was like, oh, that team is better than what it says on paper. They played Bama close, and they played – if they play Bama right now, they get their socks smoked, man. Yeah. Like, teams are peaking, and we're not peaking. We're going the opposite direction. Go ahead.
Get their socks smoked?
Boot smoke, sock smoke.
That's funny. I'm delirious. It's been a long travel day. Yeah, the Arkansas game to me is kind of like it's like the Vanderbilt game. Like, that's just going to be the stain on the season. That's what you point to. I think I don't know that fans are happy right now if you beat Arkansas, but I think the mood is a little bit, it's definitely the stain of the season. It's crazy to see them score 3 points and then 10 points sandwiched in between a near 40 burger in Gainesville.
Insane.
There's guys in positions to make plays. I asked Billy last Monday or Wednesday, like, is part of it just like, hey, the young players just wearing down? Like, you would hope that young players are getting better and learning, but like, also, is there something to this is the longest football season they've ever had, and against the most physical part of the schedule, and they're just wearing down? Like, I'm seeing a lot of arm tackles, I'm seeing a lot of broken tackles. Are guys like Jordan Castell, Bryce Thornton, Kelby Collins, TJ Searcy, are they just worn out at this point of the season, because they're 18-year-old, 19-year-old young men going against, we still got 24-year-old, Graham Mertz will turn 24 in December. You're still playing against 24-year-old COVID men. So, like, is there any credence to that? Like, I think the schemes, and when you look at Southern Miss, Austin Armstrong's defenses give up big plays. I think LSU had, like, 17 explosive plays. Like, they give up big plays because they play – man coverage. And if you're not finishing in the backfield, you're going to get beat. So you kind of take some explosive plays when you look at this, this defense, but hope that they'd be better. I mean, 701 yards of offense.
Historically, most ever. Yeah.
Historically bad.
Yeah. Let's just get into that. I mean, obviously the defense doesn't look good. We can just kind of talk, you know, holistically, and we'll just let this go on as long as we want. Actually, before we do that, let's give it, because I do have a feeling this segment's going to go a very long time. Let's give a shout out to a new sponsor that we have, our friends over at Lucy. Sent us a nice little care package. If you are looking for nicotine pouches, some lip pillows for the gums, look no further than our friends over at Lucy. So a few things that I think are important to talk about with Lucy. Got this care package, a lot of different flavors. This one's mint, mango, apple ice, Now, there's a few other flavors that they have there. Wintergreen, pomegranate, espresso, five different strengths from 2 milligrams up to 12, no tobacco, and some of the best products that you will find on the market now. So if you are looking to get focused better, maybe get a boost of energy, maybe you just watch the Gators play and you're like, man, that really wore out of me. Pop in a Lucy. Maybe you go for the 12 milligrams for that case, right? Or to look and chill and relax, go check out our friends again over at Lucy. With this sponsorship, you can get 20% off of your order. If you go to lucy.co/stadium, you'll get 20% off your order, get free shipping, 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. So again, lucy.co. Promo code stadium. You get 20% off of your order. Try them. Taste amazing. Flavors amazing. Better than Zin. I know Zin's popular. So go check Lucy out again. lucy.co/stadium and get 20% off of your order and free shipping. Fine print. Lucy products are for only adults of legal age and every order is age verified. This product does contain nicotine and nicotine is an addictive chemical. So again,
hell of a drug.
Lucy.co /stadium for 20% off of your order. All right, guys.
Lucy, L-U-C-Y.
L-U-C-Y.co.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I didn't know they had flavored dip. Like, is that a thing too?
Well, no tobacco. No tobacco. So there's no
tobacco. Dip,
just nicotine.
But I'm saying, like, if I'm a tobacco guy, is that a thing? I don't know. So I'm trying to figure this whole thing out.
I think we tread lightly legally on how much we talk about the differences and the encouragement of using it as a suppression device. But go check it out. Go check it
already,
out.
All right, my bad.
All right. No, I don't want us to get in trouble. You know, I can't afford a lawsuit. All right, guys. So, thoughts. We are Gators are 5-5. Have Missouri, who had a big win this weekend, and then FSU. Yeah.
Shout out to me. My picks from June 12th. 10-0. 10-0.
Congratulations. I saw you have wins against Missouri and FSU ahead. So
I sure do. I sure do. So listen, can't fault me. A 10-2 pick in June. Great, great season for me. But if we go 12, if my picks go 12-0, if my picks go 12-0, I think we're having an entirely different conversation on the November 28th show.
Yep. Yep. So, all right, guys, obviously this is what the fans are here for. Got a lot of people watching. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button while you're here. Throw us a super chat, hop in the comments here. We got a lot to talk about, right? So Gators football program right now from the outside looking in seems a little broken, right? From a talent perspective, Gators are not where they need to be to win consistently in the SEC. Recruiting is going well, in that the Gators are ranked fourth right now in the country recruiting-wise. They did just lose a four-star Jamonta Waller, and they also just lost four-star cornerback Wardell Mack, who I never thought would commit to Florida. Was always kind of surprised that he did, but he's going to go to Texas. Waller's going to Auburn, like Silk said. The Gators are also holding on for dear life with Nasir Johnson, who visited, and I know there's a couple of other guys that are visiting. So from a talent acquisition perspective, things are better, but still, you know, room for opportunity. And then obviously from a personnel coaching perspective, there's probably going to need some changes that need to be made. So gentlemen, give me your thoughts, state of the program. What are some things that Florida needs to start tackling?
I think the obvious thing, let's have a conversation about, I'm not trying to fire anybody, but, you know, if just play coach, fantasy coach, what new moves you make? Obviously, offensive coordinator, we got to bring one in. But defensive staff-wise, Armstrong didn't hire that staff, right? Like, he came in, he had to deal with what was here. There's a lot to be desired. You know, defensive line, pass rush, not calling anybody out. But linebacker, like, the entire defense, like, staff-wise, a lot to be desired. We don't think it's the scheme. So what do you guys think we do going forward defensive wise? Do we make any shifts and changes on that side of the ball? Offense is kind of obvious.
I wonder about Corey Raymond, because Corey Raymond and Patrick Tony did not get along, but scheme wise, the Austin Armstrong and Patrick Tony are cut from the same defensive cloth. Like that's they learned from the same guy. Like this is a very similar scheme. Corey Raymond not gonna say he's not recruited well, because like he's gonna get some guys, but in the age of NIL, like Corey Raymond's not getting the same kind of guys. Like the recruiting pitches are different. It doesn't matter. Like, hey, come play for me. Cool. What's the number? Where is the comma? How many zeros are coming after the comma in NIL? So like, I think he became a little bit disenfranchised with recruiting, starting with like the whole Cormani deal last year. Does he want to stick around? Cause his secondaries have not looked good. And one thing, like Corey Raymond's not coaching the safeties. I keep seeing that. You had to give him a new title to give him more money to keep him after last year. In practice, Corey Raymond is not coaching the safeties. We said that in the spring, said that again in the fall, and people are still talking about Corey Raymond coaching the safeties. He's not. Just a title to get more money. Like Rob Sale, not coordinating the offense. He's the offense coordinator. He's not coordinating the offense. He's getting $1 million to coach half of the offensive line. Coordinating
anything.
He's coordinating half of the offensive line for $1 million. Must be a nice job. So I think there's a bunch of staff moves you have to make. I honestly don't know. Like I'm gonna say the quiet part out loud here. I don't know that you need an on-field special teams coach, because the analysts are just coaching, and you're paying them a lot less. But like I don't think you need two offensive line coaches. I think you need somebody to call plays so Billy can be more involved with things that aren't just the quarterback in the offense. I think you're going to see changes on the defense. I think you're going to see a bunch of staff turnover. Mm-hmm. I say that, but also I know that Billy Napier has never fired anyone, never outright fired anyone. People have been encouraged to seek employment elsewhere, but no one's ever gotten a pink slip handed to them from Billy Napier. So
let's end the Nick Saban comparisons.
Yeah.
Fire somebody, bro. You got to fire somebody. It's just big boy business. I ain't mean to cut you off. Yep. Nick, finish your take.
That's right. So, like, I think Austin Armstrong didn't hire these guys. I like Austin Armstrong. He's young, but he's fiery. I think the schemes are good. Just listen, I'm talking to like Brandon Spikes. I'm talking to other defensive coaches. Like, they like the scheme, they think the schemes are good. You've had a bunch of roster turnover. Like 75% of the roster is Billy's guys, but you're relying on freshmen. You're relying on like guys like Manny Nunnery are playing major snaps right now. I'm down there on the field and I'm looking. Also coming into the game, I'm looking up all this stuff and I'm like, man, we talk about how LSU's defense stinks, but they're right there in the rankings with Florida, like right next to.
We knew that, right? We've talked about that for 2 years.
Same,
right? Other than those, like first, like 4 weeks where we're like, maybe we've turned the page here.
Yeah,
Tennessee game.
Tennessee game. Utah, you know, throw a couple plays out there, looked pretty good. Obviously, you have the two cupcakes. You have Tennessee, and we're like, all right, we've turned the page here a little bit. Mm-hmm. If not.
No, the pages were stuck together. Went back.
Yeah, the pages were stuck together. It was a choose your own adventure. We chose the wrong part of the adventure, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I miss those choose your own adventure books.
I'm watching one unfold live.
Dan, we went into the horror section of the library and picked up the choose your own adventure book. It was never going to end well.
I thought Goosebumps were scary when I was a kid. And then we turned the game on Saturday night, and I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, man, Stephen King's watching the Florida season, getting ready for his next book.
I'm telling you what, that might be NC-17 at times. No, I do think, right, you know, Florida, obviously, we knew that there was a talent deficiency. We can say that we should have attacked the transfer portal differently. You know, a guy wants to have to come here too, right? And there's only a few major impact transfers a year, not like two or three, but there's a handful of them. It's not like every transfer is working out everywhere, and a lot of times it's to fill in a gap. It's not to fill in all of the gaps that you have on the team. And I know FSU's done it. They've been doing it for, you know, 2 or 3 years now. But at the end of the day, you know, Florida is got a major talent deficiency on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive line, Justice Boone was a much bigger loss than we anticipated. You know, Antoine Powell, Rylan Powell, you know, probably could have been an impactful player on this team this year. Linebackers, you obviously lose Shamar James. They're young. They've not been recruited very well for the last 3 or 4 years, right? You have a good crop coming in, but you can't count a ton on them. And our defensive backs just haven't been great, right? I mean, obviously you're starting two freshman safeties that we hope to see some improvement, but you know, number 3 and number 8 have been liabilities all year. Devin Moore's been hurt. You know, Jakeem Jackson's a freshman. We haven't seen much of or any of Deshaun Johnson in the defensive backfield either. And at this point, you almost should just see what you have out of them or give them reps, right? If the same thing's going to happen, I'm shaking my head wondering where the options are and where you can try to figure out what you have and how you might be able to get better. Cause we've kind of seen what we've seen. You have some guys that you recruited very highly. Why aren't they getting a shot? They don't have to get all the shots, but a shot.
Yeah. With you, I don't know if it matters or where they at with the red shirt counter and all of that stuff. And why some of these guys ain't playing, but I would like to see just some different guys. And Devin Moore just got to stay healthy, bro.
Yeah.
That's just been his downfall. I think he's our best defensive back on the team, but it don't even matter because he can't even make the field. He's always injured. It's always something new. But the game is what it was, bro. Like, you can watch that game 1,000 times, bro. Like, we were going to need a totally different Florida team to show up on the road. Like, we always right. Like hoping for a miracle to be able to win and get Bo Edgewell out of LSU. But Arkansas game, you missed that. You probably missed Bo Edgewell because the last 3 games, you're going to be not favored to beat any of those teams. Mindset wise, like, you just got to start ironing the portal, coaching moves. A lot of teams around the country are firing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Billy's playing too nice of football. Like, this ain't Pop Warner. You can't appease the coaches and not rub them the wrong way. Pause. Mm-hmm. Fire people. That's just what it is. The job's not getting done. Like, we all adults, we know what it is. It's nothing disrespectful with firing people. But when you look around college football, people are getting fired right now for, like, lack of performance, lack of winning, lack of offense, lack of defense, whatever it may be. The buyouts are crazy. Billy ain't the only one with a crazy buyout. So I think the urgency is matching the field. Like, the urgency from the portal is the same urgency we see when we're down 10 points in the fourth quarter and we're just walking up to the line of scrimmage. It's the same vibes. It's time to shake something up. That's it. These last 2 games, like, you lost the fans when it pertains to this season. Now everybody's paying attention to recruiting. Who do we retain? Are we still closing the gap? Are you still selling the vision? Because if the recruits ain't buying the vision, then everything shifts a little bit. You know, that's the only hope we got right now is the recruiting classes you're bringing in. So, portal, closing on a recruiting class, still trying to finish top 5 recruiting, all of that matters. That's where we at with it. These football games about to be horrid, the last 2. I don't expect nothing magical to change. I don't expect all of a sudden the defensive backs to get benched. I don't expect the offensive line to start blocking people. Another thing that's really annoying me, and I just got to say, Graham Mercer's playing good this year. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a selfish part of his game with eating those sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's protecting his completion percentage. Like, bro, those 2-3 yards, whatever it may be, when you're eating those stats, like those yards, throw the ball away. Now, you're running out of bounds 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage taking sacks because you don't want an incompletion. That's in my opinion. I think he's taking sacks because he don't want incompletions on his stats. Like, get that out of your game, brother. Like, we're trying to win football games, man.
Yeah, no, we got obviously a lot. I think I don't know what might change, if anything might change over the next 2 games, right? Maybe they try to get a 3rd game with, you know, the bowl game if there's not enough teams. I don't totally know what it looks like now.
No, say what? Spare me the 5-7 APR bowl game.
Oh, come on.
In the portal, man. Go to work.
Thank you.
So this is so, there's a comment.
Unless it's the Bahamas Bowl, Dan. Unless
the Bahamas Bowl got moved this year.
No.
Yeah, no. They moved it. They're doing renovations.
Like that? They do my people like that. That's crazy.
No. The Bahamas All right, Bowl, then never mind. Never mind.
Is being moved to
Shreveport. Never mind.
It's going somewhere. Sorry, let me look this up.
Albuquerque.
It got moved because geez Louise. I'll find it here in a second. But anyway, what's long funny, story short.
What's been funny to me is every
it's going to be in Charlotte.
Sure, oh, I'll take Charlotte.
All right, Charlotte.
All right.
What's been funny to me is every game there's bowl reps. Bowl reps go to these games and they walk around. They all have like their jackets with like their Cheez-It logo on their jacket or Peach Bowl logo on their jackets. And as the season goes on, you start seeing less Peach Bowl reps. Yeah,
you start to see like GMAC. You're like, oh,
I'm
starting.
Yeah. I'm seeing like Tax Slayer, Cheez-It, and I'm like, hey guys.
Dude, why do these bowl reps even go? Is it just I'm sure game, it's like baby. A vacation? You know what I mean?
Free,
like
free game, free food. They're not like are they really scouting for?
Right? You're just gonna look to see whatever your tie-ins are. You're gonna take whatever the best ranked team is or the one that's more local that's gonna attract fans. These guys don't need to go to these games.
Dog and pony show.
Yeah, dog and pony show. But I don't think things are gonna change. But I do think it would do a hell of a lot in the PR perspective to make some changes. What do you guys think?
I'm with you on that. Like staff-wise, player-wise, he could use a spark somewhere. I'm not sure what that spark is and the fans gonna care. But I think just getting younger, like who hits the transfer portal right now don't matter. I know you got to play politics and keep guys around so you can keep a full depth chart. But it's two games left, probably not making a bowl. Get young, get reps, get ready for next year. What you got, Nick?
Yeah, you're gonna miss a bowl game. I think even at 6-6, the bowl game that you would be looking at would probably be like December 19th and December 30th. So do you even get those 15 practices in?
They got what, last like year? Seven in last year?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, they give guys off time when they have like that 4 or 5 days when they have finals, so they didn't practice then. You're trying to recruit, like the college calendar is messed up right now. But yeah, I don't know that you should accept a bowl, an APR bowl. You don't have to accept a bowl game at an APR. I remember Florida fans last year didn't want to go to the Las Vegas Bowl.
Obvious reasons.
Daddy Disney is not going to let you pull out of that bowl game, baby. They pay a lot of money to put these on, and they get a lot of money in marketing and advertising. So if you're 6-6, you're going to that bowl game, baby. You're going. Yeah. Florida can win. Do I weirdly feel better about beating number 4 Florida State at home than
Missouri,
Missouri, what are they, 10 now?
7? Yeah, 9 or 10, yeah.
9 or 10. On the road, like Missouri is not the team I thought they would be. Missouri, Eli Drinkwitz is puffing his chest out. My guy said, we are the state champions of Tennessee after beating Vanderbilt and the Vols.
So are we. Congratulations. You and Florida share a title.
Oh, is this the Tennessee State Championship game this Saturday?
The Tennessee State Championship. We'll put it on our rings after. Very Florida State of us to do that. So obviously some changes need to be made.
I don't see any changes happening in season. So like
what's the point, right? What are you going to do? You're going to promote an analyst that you're not going to promote into that role, right? I mean, I didn't understand the move last year or 2 years ago when Dan Mullen made the changes with a couple games left to appease, right? There's not a lot of appeasing of, the Gator fan base right now making those changes now. I think you just get through the end of the year, but I would like to see some personnel changes just to kind of give them an opportunity to play, right? Your guys that you are going to rely on aren't going to be here for 5 years. Right, they're going to be somewhere for 3 years or 4 years. you have to see who those guys are. And if they're not ready to get some snaps by now, I've got some question marks with how porous some of the areas, especially on the defensive side of the ball. The offensive line, I don't even know, right? I mean, I find it very hard to believe that there's nobody, but there's apparently not anybody. But from a running back perspective, wide receiver room, tight end room, there's been some improvement there. So, you know, Graham Mertz has been okay. So focusing on all those other areas between now and the end of the year, and then the transfer portal has to be different. You have to go big game hunting. You have to get the fan base excited, and you've got to close in on this recruiting class.
Facts.
Other than that, I mean, clock's ticking no matter what the changes are. If you can't get the talent you need and both recruiting and the transfer portal next year, it doesn't matter if you hire, you know, Bill Belichick to coach your defense, right? You're still going to be dealing with the same issues, right?
Well, yeah, the only way you can save the season is completing a Hail Mary, probably winning. I think if Florida beats Florida State, fans will be happy. You've then ruined Florida State's season. You get bowl eligible, so we can complain about Florida's lackluster performance in whatever toilet bowl they go to. But you ruin FSU's season. I think the recruiting is going to be what they need to do to continue selling hope. DJ Lagway, I don't think is going anywhere.
No,
that's the guy you need to bring in. Now you need pieces around him. But you need to finish strong. You're going to need to also hit the portal. And listen, I still have no reason to believe that Florida will be good in the second portal window, just the way that they do their evaluation. So you've got to hit that December 4th when that starts, when that opens. And I keep saying that date. I don't know if that is correct. I think it is. Yeah. You need to hit that window hard.
If they don't, they're cooked. Like, yeah. I think Billy Napier's tenure is going to be on how they attack the portal this offseason. Like, everybody keeps talking about offense coordinator, not, bro. Like, we'll see. Unless he go make some dynamic hire or something crazy, I'm just not sold on, you know, guys that call plays, bringing in a play caller out of the blue. It works sometimes, but 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work. We have a talent issue. That's our biggest problem, is a talent issue. And for us to, the ability to have a shot and to keep this thing rolling and not have to force DJ Lagway to start playing earlier than expected, because he's going to, if you burn your OC card, you burn your defensive coordinator card twice or once already, but you already burnt that card. So there's two cards you burnt. Only card you're going to have next year if things get a little rocky with that tough schedule we have is, you know, pulling DJ Lagway out of your back pocket. So they got to hit the Porter and get a whole offensive line, brother. A whole some defensive tackles and some pass rushers that can get to the passer. You need defensive backs. You need a senior or older wide receiver. You lose Pearsall, so you're missing some leadership in that room. You need some guys like ASAP.
Yeah, and it's not like Florida has proven that they have a lot of depth at the wide receiver position, right? You've seen Trey Wilson obviously have a great year, but once you lose Ricky, What's next, right? You have some talent, right? Andy Jean's there. Aiden Mizell's there. You have a couple guys. Marcus Burke's not really turned into maybe what we thought he might be. You know, so there's going to be issues there. You know, tight end, they might be okay. Be curious to see what happens in the running back room. If Montrell Johnson goes pro or goes somewhere else or what Florida does there. But, yeah, I mean, Florida's got to keep – their linebacking group that they have coming in, and then they've got to keep an LJ McCray. They've got to just continue to stack this talent. But I'm going to just put it out there that I think December 4th through probably the first week of January, that gets you through the transfer portal, and then that gets you into that recruiting. You know, most of these guys are going to sign early. It's just what happens these days. And getting these guys on campus is going to be the most important 3-4 week stretch of Billy Napier's career. And I think that you're going to know by my birthday, so January 20th, whether Billy Napier will be successful at UF or not.
That's it.
Yeah. Caleb Douglas too. Yeah. He comes back from injury. So, but by January 20th, I think you will know whether Billy Napier will be successful at the University of Florida or not.
Straight up. You got to get active in that portal, close on this recruiting class. But if next year is a lot to be known as far as what other rosters are going to look like. But I expect other teams in the SEC to go play big boy ball in the portal. I don't think nobody's going to sit back and be complacent. College football is wide open. It's really the environment of where it's at right now, where you could go do like spend a lot of money in the NIL department, acquire some talent. It's still a talent acquisition business. We're doing good with recruiting high school ranks. And whatever we do miss and whatever may lead this class, you got to go get guys. And like not just guys we don't know, like guys that are productive right now, not guys that are on the bench. You know, we got some guys that come over in the portal, but it was a lot of we'll see how these players pan out. Like we heard they were good at Louisville. We heard they were good here and there, like the Manny Nunneries and all, and Caleb Banks, who's injured. But now you got to get bona fide starters that are productive, that could come in and change some things, push the pocket, get to the passer. Football is still football. You got to pass pro. You got to get to the passer. And you got to be able to get turnovers, all of that. And we're not doing any of that. Go get difference makers, players that erase bad play calls, like straight up.
And you've got to be, if you're going to tout recruiting, right, recruiting these guys in the transfer portal, getting them to buy into your vision is just as much a part of the role now as doing it at the high school level. And right now we no longer live in a world where you have 2, 3, 4 years to develop a guy. You have a season to make sure that that person's bought in. And then you have the opportunity to supplement that roster with some guys that are going to buy in for 1, maybe 2 years. So you've got to be able to be just as good a recruiter to buy into that vision and what you're selling. And that's why I think that if they can't get the guys that everybody wants to be difference makers, then the writing's on the wall.
Ooh.
I mean, they're just facts, right? And I'm not sold on Billy, or not. I'm not selling on Billy Napier and this staff either. I think that there's some positive things that they can do and some adjustments that they can be made. But you know, at the end of the day, this is a talent acquisition business, and you've got to show that you are in the talent acquisition business. Right? Correct. You can't just be good at one part of talent acquisition and not good at the other. Right? Running a business, right? If you're really good at recruiting entry level people, yes, some of them might grow to be managers and directors and VPs at your organization one day. But then there's the retention of the talent. And then there's being able to plug and play with individuals into certain roles. And that's where Florida's got to be. But you can have the world's best entry-level recruiting program, but if you're not doing the rest, doesn't mean that you're running a good talent acquisition business from a business perspective. Just move that over to football, right? Florida can recruit really well, right? And Adarius Hayes, I think, is going to be a really good player. And I really think that Miles Graham is going to be a really good player. But to count on them to say, hey, that's your linebacker group with Shamar James next year. Yeah. Right? I mean, for year one, year three, right? You can say, yeah, that's great. But not when you need them to perform.
Well, you're going to be here in year three for when they're good? Or is this going to be a Ron Zuck Urban Meyer situation where you spend 4 years, recruiting a bunch of guys, and by the time they're ready to contribute, the next guy's winning championships with your guys?
Regardless, I think that's what you got to do. Like, you got to, like, the weird people that are out here saying fire Billy right now.
That's wild.
Like you're nuts, bro. Like you will lose like this entire recruiting class. You will lose the young freshmen that you see the promise in. The portal's wide open. They're going to get recruited. They'll be out of here. And the best time to hire or fire is when you got a good roster. You know, we brought Billy in to flip the mess that Dan Mullen left. Until he finished flipping this roster and he got 3 years of the talent that he's capable of bringing in, you can't move him because you're going to deplete the roster again. And then you turn it into damn near Vanderbilt with the quality of talent that you have. Nobody's going to come in here and be able to reshift, like not the guys that matter. The big dog coaches still have meaningful games and they're still coaching. And also you're creating an environment where the turnover is too radical. Like firing somebody in 2 years after what they just inherited from Dan Mullen. Like the coaches know what was going on. Like we're fans, but guys in that fraternity know what's going on. That's just not a good environment. We got to flip the entire roster. Am I completely sold on Billy Napier? No, I'm completely sold on how football works. Mm-hmm. You got to get talent on this thing, bro. Like, and then the next guy, regardless of when somebody gets fired, right? Like, you're gonna have players leave, but I would rather have a fully flipped roster and then see what exits then a roster that we have right now, and then the few bright spots that you have, that's your future, and they leave too, bro. Next year would be a bloodbath. It'd be a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm. I think the problem I see next year is you're still gonna be young, but I'm like I've been a.
You don't have
like,
to be. That's what the portal for. You
ain't gotta like be. Florida should send me a check because I've been out here carrying this water for them just every week. Hey man, these guys are young. The best players are the guys that they brought in, and I'm not lying. Like I believe that to be true. But like next year, I'm not going to be championing that for you, and I don't think the fan base wants to hear it. It's just like you said, Silk. You don't have to be young. That's going to be a choice. But some of it is also what Dan said. Like, hey, not every guy in the portal is going to have Florida as his dream school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keon Coleman would make a huge difference on Florida's roster. Didn't even visit Gainesville. Had no interest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not saying anything bad about Billy. Some guys just don't love Florida the way Florida fans love Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's NIL was going through a massive shift in the offseason. I don't think they had the money to land some of these guys that went other places. So is your NIL right this offseason? Is that going to help you in the transfer portal?
It should, right?
You know, actually, shout out to Vance. Vance sent his dollar in.
You got a dollar, dog.
Someone's coming. On it.
Yeah.
If he donated. I know I don't say what I was.
Yeah, a lot of people do Vance like firing. He said, how do you fire someone without donating a check? Great. I mean,
people that still have checks.
A lot of people love just saying, hey, just pay the $35 million buyout, whatever it is, buy out the rest of the staff, fire all the admin, and let's just do it again. Let's just do it every 2 years.
When last time you got behind somebody in Publix that wrote a check at the end of the line?
That's egregious. In the year 2023 of our Lord and Savior,
yeah,
writing checks, my God. Goodness,
I ran into one last week, bro. She had a almost had a grocery cart and then a green little handy buggy thing, little basket. Like, she got a lot of stuff. So they ring all this stuff up, and then she pulls out a checkbook and start like, first of all, you had plenty of time to write this check, lady.
you had at least endorse it out to Publix. You know what right. I mean? Let's put the date on there. Let's sign it. Let's fill it out later.
Silk's back there looking at the play clock. It's like, ma'am, you had 40 seconds to call this play.
Listen,
we have four seconds left on the clock, and you're now.
You look like the Gators check? Coming out of a timeout. You know what I mean?
Everybody in the line did. Oh my God! Like the whole line did it. I was like, come on, lady, get out of here. Like, who still cares?
Anywho, she have her ledger on the top where she's like doing the subtraction.
Keep her balancing check. Yeah.
No, man. You balance that in the car. Balance the checkbook in the car. Don't balance it in line.
Man, you got to tap it and keep it moving, man. Like, welcome to 2023, dog. If you're putting it in the machine, I'm kind of mad. Like, come on, bro. Just tap it. Anywho, back to writing checks and firing people. No, we just got to revamp the staff. You know, it's possible to bring in the right people and to rehire. I think it needs to be done from a whole program standpoint. I don't know who the offensive coordinator is going to be, but there is a lot of good options out there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold on any particular guy, but I think you need to bring in somebody with a lot of experience and not have to sell like you sold Austin Armstrong and like you sold Patrick Toney. You got to bring in somebody that has a bona fide resume of being successful, either pro, college, preferably not G5. If you go get a G5 guy, he better be somebody that's hooping like the James Madison offensive coordinator. Other than that, we about to see what the standard is. We keep talking about what the standard is, but when it's time to hire, fire, and to make big boy moves, what their programs are making, you know, to go pay in the portal to get the big Keon Colemans, like money talk. And then we want to compete with those teams in the world. We got to be able to make those type of decisions around our program. So we're going to see what Billy do. And like I'm saying it, bro, you got to go get super aggressive in the portal. If you're not super aggressive, don't be tweeting all day like Blue Orange, man. Lord, love yourself. You know, find some peace and understanding. Yeah, shout out to my guy Blue Orange, but that boy hasn't taken a minute off, man.
Yeah. In a month. Commitment to excellence. Let's get a
Has any marketing campaign like the Gator Standard? I think Dan Mullen started that and then like Florida got behind it and then quickly the Standard
was not met and immediately thrown back in your face and like still getting thrown back in your like, what is the Gator standard? It's never been like
Gator standard.
It's never been quantified by any of them.
Isn't that an Urban Meyer thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Urban Meyer. Maybe
Gator brought it back.
Yeah,
Dan Mudd put some Diddy sauce on it and remixed it.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a long debate.
A sauce had laxative in it, so
a long debate on what that standard is, because my definition of what the Gator standard has been and what the internet believes the Gator standard is, not what it should be, but what it is, do differ quite a bit. But that's a different discussion for a different time.
The other one that I'm reminded of was the hashtag It's Great UF, which I think came out in 2013. So those might be the two worst marketing campaigns just because of what's happened on the football field.
Who you think leaves? Let's talk about this. Like, where we at? Like, I think Princely's out of here, right?
And
Princely's done.
Who else is
Ricky's
done?
Ricky's gone. That's it. Those are the NFL guys on your roster.
But somebody's going to be...
Somebody that thinks they're an NFL roster.
Somebody's going to think they got high standards.
So I think Montrell Johnson should leave.
Yeah.
I think he's probably a fourth round guy.
You think?
But you're probably a fourth, fifth round guy next year too.
If I'm making that, I'll stay in college, bro. You can make that check in college. Probably
the NFL
more.
Doesn't value that entire position. Like, that position has no value to the NFL. You might get to your second deal, but like next year, Cam Carroll's back, Treon Webb's back. They have a running back in this class. Trevor Etienne's back. So like, you're not doing anything next year that's going to appreciably help your draft stock. And once you get to the NFL, you need to get to your second contract if you're running back as fast as possible. So it doesn't make sense to me for Montrell Johnson to come back.
Yeah, I just don't know if he gets drafted that high. I mean, right. I think Montrell Johnson, I don't think he's a fourth or fifth round. I think Montrell Johnson is probably good enough to make an NFL roster. I just don't think after watching this year that Montrell Johnson gets fourth or fifth round.
Like Ricky
Pearsall, I said last year on the show, like what's he going to do this? He's having a great year. I don't think his draft stock's improved much. Like he is,
but where he get probably got drafted, he's probably making more money in NIL than what he probably would have got drafted, right? So, like from a business standpoint, I think Montrell, depending on it's possible Montrell could. I don't know how well he's gonna test. I'm usually got a good eye for 40s and shit, but he's probably a high 4.5 guy. He ain't finna go like light nothing up. He's probably a high 4.5, 4.6, 40, type of dude. Probably lifts out of the gym. He's probably crazy in the weight room. He's from Louisiana. Them cats is different out there, but fifth, sixth round pick, you come back, man. Like, you come back, get whatever. If he graduated, then that's cool. But you come and get this NIL bread, play another year, and then see what your draft stock is like. It's not like he's getting a lot of damage on his body.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting a ton of wear and tear
on
him. So, I mean, I'd be curious to see, right? Obviously, that's a thing, right? You've seen Trevor Etienne become the number one running back skill set wise this year. But does Montrell Johnson leave? Would he transfer to another program? You know, the problem is when you declare and you go through the combine and all of that, you can't come back, right? So you have to hope and pray that your combine results are something that's going to blow, you know, a team away. And I'm just not 100% sure that that's going to happen. You do return a lot of guys. But again, we've seen what some of that return is, right? So is that a good thing or is it just a jag, right? Or a body, right? So Florida's going to have to be very, very aggressive in the transfer portal to be able to fill in those gaps. And I'm not saying that these guys won't improve in the offseason. I think that they will, right? I think especially the young guys, right? It's a long season, like Nick says. There's another season of strength and conditioning, another offseason and everything else. But yeah. I'm just a little curious.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing 8-3, you know, take their talents to the pros, the big boy league. We need spots. So I know like we got to be able to, like, we want to hit the portal, but they also got to get guys out of here to hit the portal. Billy don't even fire people, so I don't think he's just going to be pushing kids out the door like that as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out.
They're pushing kids out the door.
Yeah. Are they? That's encouraging.
Yeah. I mean, you need – I've got like a list. I don't like throwing names out there because y'all are mean on Twitter to these players. But like there's – I've got a list of like 15 guys that I'm fully expecting down out, pack bags.
We lost 26. One. Offensive tackle.
Jordan Herman.
Correct. Jordan Herman, he's out. Perkins is out. That's two already. Neither of those guys are like – I've got more than that. Like there's going to be – and the narrative more, will be – look. More.
What are you trying to give me a hint?
no names. but there's going to be guys that like you have to make room. You don't have enough roster space to sign your recruiting class. So you have to process people out. And mm-hmm. and that's just the nature of the business. You have to have a talk with some people. Like there's the time. So like you can tell a player without telling him that they should leave, like changing positions or changing positions twice. You can
he's
tell
still on the roster, Nick.
You can tell players, hey man, might be time to find greener pastures. But I also think there's guys who are set to graduate that can be graduate transfers. Like, listen, I don't think Jack Miller will be on the team next year. Jack Miller is going to graduate. He already used his transfer, but you can transfer after being a graduate. But like, Jack lost the starting job, is not even the number two quarterback right now. You have DJ Lagway coming in. Mm-hmm. Why would Jack Miller stick around unless you love Midtown?
I get it.
Dan loves Midtown.
The new canteen in Aho might keep somebody around for another year. You know what I'm saying? So
keep me around.
But yeah, I mean, I think that there's going to be a lot of changes, you know, to the roster. We'll see. Right, we're 3 weeks away from that portal window opening. And like I said, that first couple of weeks I think is going to determine a lot about a year from now what kind of conversations we are having on this show. Let's start to wrap it up. Nick, I know you got to go see Billy Napier here soon. We got the Missouri game ahead of us. As always, go visit our friends over at Home Field Apparel. Use promo code Stadium and Gale, all one word at checkout. Best vintage logos in the game, about 19 different options. It is the holiday season. So go use that promo code if you've already used it. I'm not telling you to do it, but you can always sign up with a different email address and use the exact same code. But go check it out. Great time for the holidays for the University of Florida, as well as about 90 different schools. And a lot of the big schools and a lot of the smaller schools are out there for a family, relative, loved one in your life. So again, homefieldapparel.com, promo code Stadium and Gale, all one word at checkout. The Gators play Missouri. In Missouri, it's a night game, so Nick, your 11 o'clock kickoff is was debunked. We got a wrong. 7 p.m. Eastern, so 6 p.m. Missouri time.
I don't like
Gators it, plus 10 underdogs.
I got things to do, man. Don't be holding me hostage all day to this, you know, poor defense, man. Like, get me out of here. Put me out of my misery at 10 o'clock in the morning, man, so I can go on and, you know, head out to the green market and do some productive things with my family, bro.
Florida, Missouri, 8 a.m. on OnlyFans, streaming live.
Jeez Louise. So, sorry, 7:30 kickoff, Eastern, not 7, 7:30. Gators right now 11-point underdogs, over under 58.5. Missouri looks like a great team. This year, had a beat down by Georgia. But other than that, Brady Cook is cooking with the football. I mean, it's going to be similar to LSU, right? They've got a fantastic offense. They're going to put a lot of points on. That defense is maybe better than LSU's. It features former Florida Gator linebacker. What's his name?
Hopper.
Hopper, yep.
So Hopper, and Trevez Johnson.
Trevez Johnson, yep.
Is he starting out there?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
I forgot about Trevez Johnson. Gators. won this game 24-17 last year, but obviously going to be a very different game this year. I think we're going to kind of belabor the point here, but any thoughts on this one, guys?
No, I just smell the charcoal on the grill. Big barbecue in the way.
Just prayers up.
We got to find a way to show some spark, bro. Like, I don't see it happening. I'm not gonna do a keys to the game. I told y'all last show, like, just copy and paste. We got the same keys every week, and clearly the staff ain't listening to the show. Or they'd taking our advice by now. But you know, we just got to keep it close at this point. Missouri got a very good offense. Like, the product there continually to be able to put on the field year in and year out is kind of dope. You know, nobody thought Mizzou was gonna be this good. And they're a very good football team. And we're lost in the sauce a little bit trying to find some identity. I don't think we're going to find that identity. Who's Billy Napier team in these last two games? Florida State gives me a little hope just because they damn near lost or almost went into overtime with a freshman quarterback at the helm. If he didn't get hurt, who knows what happens in that game. So at home, playing versus them, I think they're suspect against the run. We could be able to get busy in that department. But at the end of the day, they got some dynamic playmakers on offense, and our defense is barbecue. So, prayers up, man.
Beautiful Columbia, Missouri.
It's not beautiful. Not beautiful. Brady Cook is there. Columbia, Missouri.
Is there any city in Missouri that's beautiful?
Kansas City. Yeah, Kansas City's pretty cool, even though the cool part is in Kansas. But I mean, Kansas City's kind of cool. St. Louis is not. The Ozarks are beautiful down there in southeastern Arkansas. So that's not Missouri, even. I meant Missouri, southeast Missouri. So yeah, but not really. Cody Schrader is their running back, their leading rusher, and then Luther Burden.
Oh, Schrader might go. We might have like a 200-yard receiving and rushing game. We're setting you're records so this year. So
you look you like you're blushing. Record. Why are you so excited?
Listen,
bro?
Listen. Just go look up a picture of my guy, running back. He's gritty. I would venture to guess he's the first one in the building every morning
and last one
possibly
out.
Possibly a coach's son.
Yeah, lunch pail guy.
Big film study guy.
Yep.
I see what you're doing here.
Portal player, electric though. Electric. He's gonna cook Florida's defense.
Why are you blushing and like grinning and laughing about our like my demise over here, bro? I'm sad saying that we might.
I'm not praying on your demise. I've been very positive. I've been very positive, but Schrader.
We find Schrader a way to win on the road, man. Well, I might as well lie again. We find a way to win on the road.
Yes, there you go. Well,
we've just not been able to do that in years here.
Let the lies fly.
Luther, about us losing. I got to provide some balance, Nick.
Yeah. Luther Burden, 984 yards on the season, so he'll get over 1,000. He's averaging almost 15 yards, a catch, 8 touchdowns. On the season, they cook on offense, man. I'll tell you what, they cook on offense. Brady Cook has them cooking. So they just beat Tennessee 36-7, lost to Georgia. They blew out South Carolina, beat Kentucky, and then they lost to LSU 49-39. So we'll see. I don't have hopes. I have hopes. I don't have anything that I would bet using the new Hard Rock Bet app. Here in Florida, that would have me put any money on the Gators, but you know, like I said, we have 2 weeks left, so an opportunity.
Florida is 3-7 against the spread, Dan. So I would probably bet Missouri and lay down those points.
3-1 against the spread. So we lost last week.
3-7 against the spread.
3-7.
3-7 against the spread.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would give the points then to Missouri. Any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No. Personal note. Get to the Missouri game. My godfather went to Mizzou. My dad obviously went to Florida, so I get to see Frank. Haven't seen Frank since the wedding.
Frank was having a great time at the wedding too. Shout out to Frank.
Frank always has a good time, but it's like a bunch of his fraternity brothers. So I'm with like a bunch of 60-year-old men who think they're back in a fraternity in Colombia. I might be the only sober one in the house, but it's a great trip for me. Colombia stinks. Colombia is awful, but it's a great family trip. So shout out to Frank. Get to see him this week.
At least there's not a ton of tank. We have a lot of time.
Frank the Tank. When it touches your lips, you're about to do a whole old school episode. It's so good when it touches your lips. That's one of my favorite movies ever, man. Closing remarks. Blue! We're going to go Shrieking Down the Quad, man. What a marvelous movie. I'm going to go watch that when I get off of here just because, man.
Shout out to Old School if you guys haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen Old School, you're not living life, man. Stop crying on the internet all day and go watch Old School, man. Greatness. Also, like, closing remarks. Leave the legends alone. Like, y'all are weird, man. If the legends are giving some, like, they're just saying chill out. They're just telling y'all to vibe and relax, and then y'all start talking crazy about Brandon Spikes and Jacquez Green. Y'all sound and look
a little bit of Mod Black too.
Y'all snapping at absolute legends who are telling y'all to like relax. It's not that deep. We're gonna be all right, just let it play out. And everybody's losing their mind. These guys have sweat and bled on the field. You think you care about this program more than they do? You're a little unhinged, need to go touch some grass, bro. It's all right. In all kinds of weather, in the words of Brandon Spikes.
In all kinds of weather. Nick, any final thoughts? I know you have word of the week. We got to do a quick ad read, and then we'll get out of here. You're good. All right. Final ad read. Go support our friends over at Alumni Hall. Go visit them on Archer Road, right off of 75, or go visit them online at alumnihall.com. The best of Florida Gators wear, apparel, accessories, everything that you might want for the holiday season, for a tailgate, whatever it might be, go support our friends over at Alumni Hall. Tell them Stadium and Gale sent you, and we appreciate their continued support of this show and you guys supporting them. So again, quick shout out to Gataverse. Go visit them, gataverse.io, lucy.co, promo code stadium at checkout, 20% off your order and free shipping. Home Field Apparel, promo code Stadium and Gale, alumnihall.com. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, continue to share this. We appreciate you guys watching. Nick, you have song of the week.
Going back to my guy, Colby Cooper. Song is called Two Words.
Two Words, Colby Cooper. We will see you guys at the same corner, same time next week. Thanks for watching.
Shit.
Oh shit. I thought y'all broke up.
Damn, that's not good.
There's all so many ways you can tell a person how you feel. So long, you're standing in an empty field. Well, I've tried and tried to let you down nice and slow, tell you what you wanna hear. But it seems to me there's only two words that come across crystal clear. 'Cause I've tried to kiss my eyes, go to hell, leave me alone, I wish you well. Car out of my front yard. I'm tired of this shit. I've been moved on. Ain't no reason should have taken this long to say this to you. If you really can't tell we're through, then fuck you. Yeah, there you go. There it is. I laid it all out on the floor. Now I'm there. Call or text me, no more.